home, man. Oh, mercy me, what is that awful smell?
Me, sorry.
What? Who are you? And what happened to your shoes?
They're just a little charred. Professor Dunning, MI-13.
MI-13?
Yes. You're under arrest, Chang.
Your reputation precedes you, Professor Dunning. And a foul stench you carry.
Well, your lair isn't easy to find, Mr. Chang. I had to crawl... to crawl through sewers to get here.
Next time, I suggest you take the stairs. Phooey!
Oh.
And where, pray tell, is your associate, Mr. Lionheart?
Oh, never fear. He'll be here any minute now.
Let's hope he's in time, my dear Professor, for your sake.
My sake?
Yes, for tonight, Professor. We spread terror throughout London.
Terror?
Yes, a terror of the tongues.
And just how do you intend to do that?
With a giant rat.
Giant rat?
A giant rat! Behold the giant rat!
Oh, that's a short-haired dachshund.
A what?
A sausage dog.
You lie, Professor. It is a giant... Causes!
Perhaps you'd better think of another plan.
Very well. You, my dear Professor, will follow my slave to the womb of the Slim Silver Fingers.
Slim Silver Fingers?
Where you will be made more than comfortable.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Now then, Professor will be taken to the womb of the Golden Peacock, where you will be prepared as a sacrifice to our gods.
Oh, dear. Not again. Lionheart! Lionheart! Where are you?
All right, Dunning, I thought this was a book reading, not a ruddy sing-along.
Oh, Bunny! And Wally, too! Hello!
Edward, oh, I can hardly wait to hear what you have in store for us this...
Christ! Ugh. What's that bloody awful smell? And what's happened to your shoes?
Ah, they melted. Some girl guides tried to boil me alive, you see.
Girl guides?
Yes. And then on Tuesday, I had a narrow escape from the underground lair of evil criminal genius Chung Chang.
Chung Chang?
Yes. Through the sewers.
What a fanciful imagination you have, Professor.
That's one word for it.
Well, thank you, Wally.
So, they've let you write another volume of your Scarifile stories, eh? Amazing.
Amazing indeed, and I can hardly wait to hear what Dr. Fenning and Braveheart have been up to this time.
Ah, well, let's just say it may involve a recent royal occasion. Actually, that reminds me... Has my friend Mr. Lionheart turned up yet?
That copper who's handy with his fists. I haven't seen him.
Me neither. Was he expected?
Yes. Yes, he promised he'd be here. But he has been slightly less than reliable of late.
I wouldn't have thought that this was his sort of thing.
Oh, it isn't. He made that quite clear when we first met. I don't have time to read, he said. I have invisible monsters to catch.
Invisible monsters? Why did he say that?
Oh, I think it was a metaphor for, you know,
The faceless and nameless evils that haunt our streets, perhaps?
Yes, that, exactly that.
Professor Dunning, showtime in 1 minute.
Oh, thank you, Beatrice.
Better get back to our seats, then. Knock 'em dead, Dunning.
Oh, yeah, break a wag.
Eat! The cake, said Doreen icily. She indicated a harmless-looking Victoria sponge in front of her. Dr. Fenning struggled in his bonds, but to no avail. She cut off a sliver of the strawberry-scented confection and held up a forkful before Fenning's fearful visage. He turned away in terror, his jaws clamped shut. But still the fork advanced, its deadly cargo... moving ever closer to Fenning's defenceless mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
A footstep fell heavily outside the door. In the silence that followed, you could have heard a pin...